The first wolf hunt took place in Wisconsin last fall, and hunters and trappers fairly rapidly killed about 115 wolves, the state's limit. Governor Walker's office says only one wolf was killed after sunset, though state law allowed nighttime hunting. However, that law also prompted some Native Americans to seek nighttime off-reservation hunting of deer in part of northern Wisconsin. A federal judge has put the deer hunt idea on hold, and now Governor Walker is trying to end the nighttime wolf hunt through a provision in his state budget proposal. In this audio provided by the governor's office, here's what Walker said in Madison yesterday.
You know, for us, when we first did the wolf hunt, we didn't know what kind of response there'd be out there. You had tremendous response. You had a very active harvest. We don't need to be as wide and broad in terms of the hunt itself. And so there's been more than enough ways to reach the target that we had.
A DNR spokesman says the department agrees with the governor's statement in the budget bill that the language regarding the night hunting of wolves should be removed due to safety concerns. Also giving a thumbs up to the governor's proposal is Allison Bodie, state director of the Humane Society of the U.S.
Night hunting wolves means using spotlights, and spotlights are generally considered inhumane and against the practice of fair chase.
But a Republican author of the wolf hunt bill says he plans to meet with Governor Walker's office to try to keep the nighttime wolf hunt. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.